Chapter 27. In that day, Jehovah, with his harsh and great and strong sword, will turn his attention to Leviathan, the gliding serpent, to Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will kill the monster that is in the sea. In that day, sing to her, a vineyard of foaming wine. I, Jehovah, am safeguarding her. Every moment I water her. I safeguard her night and day so that no one may harm her. There is no wrath in me. Who will confront me with thorn bushes and weeds in the battle? I will trample them and set them on fire altogether. Otherwise, let him hold fast to my stronghold. Let him make peace with me. Peace let him make with me. In the coming days, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the land with produce. Must he be struck with the stroke of the one striking him? Or must he be killed as with the slaughter of his slain? With a startling cry, you will contend with her when sending her away. He will expel her with his fierce blast in the day of the east wind. So in this way the error of Jacob will be atoned for, and this will be the full fruitage when his sin is taken away. He will make all the stones of the altar like chalk stones that have been pulverized, and no sacred poles or incense stands will be left. For the fortified city will be deserted. The pastures will be forsaken and abandoned like a wilderness. There the calf will graze and lie down and will consume her branches. When her twigs have dried up, women will come and break them off, making fires with them. For this people is without understanding. That is why their Maker will show them no mercy, and the one who formed them will show them no favor. In that day, Jehovah will beat out the fruit from the flowing stream of the river to the Wadi of Egypt. And you will be gathered up, one after the other, O people of Israel. In that day, a great horn will be blown, and those who are perishing in the land of Assyria, and those dispersed in the land of Egypt, will come and bow down to Jehovah in the holy mountain in Jerusalem.